views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Lindemann. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, everybody. How are you on this Friday, 7:05 in the morning? Sending out prayers and wonderful thoughts over Jim Bremer, who's under the weather. We want to, Jim Bremer has been with us since, it could be Bremer for some of you, but it's B-R-E-M-E-R. Jim, you know his voice forever. He's been in the radio for many, many, many years, and, my gosh, you know, so had it not been for Jim, I'm not sure the station would have hit the air. So along with Jim and Bob Belongi, they're the radio geeks and technicians that know how to, you know, put together not just something that goes into a studio, but then how it connects to the air and to towers and way beyond me. But, you know, this is where you bring in the experts. And so, Jim, we're thinking about you right now. Hope you get better. 7:06 in the morning. It's the 24th. Of January, beginning of the weekend here, Friday, and which that means, and by the way, Katrina is at the, Katrina's here with us, the pet of the week, but, good morning to our producer. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Do we have a day of the week, as Carl would say?
Yes, we do. Today is something super American. What is National Peanut Butter Day?
Peanut butter, okay.
And also, something what I will have to mention, National Compliment Day.
National Compliment Day. You know, you can never, I always think that I think when you compliment people, you compliment others, it really, I think it can help the energy in your body to feel better. You know, rather than be critical, can you imagine just the difference of, wow, look at, the, you know, find something nice about a thing or a person and compliment it, like, or how wonderful, like, a chair looks. You know, or a, your shoes or your hair, you know, I think that it changes the energy than like, oh my God, look at that. You know, I've been with people like that before and I get embarrassed. I'm embarrassed about it.
It's true. But the thing is also when you have a, receive a compliment, it makes your whole day, makes you feeling special.
It does. Again, so it's that positive energy. So I think we're going into the weekend with some national days that are very interesting. Who doesn't like to be complimented about their peanut butter sandwiches? And I happen to like extra chunky, so, you know. And I have it on my toast every morning, so there you go. It's always a National Peanut Butter Day for me. But, okay, getting back to, we have our Pet of the Week with us from Haven Humane. It's so meaningful for us to always see Katrina. It's good to see you on this Friday morning.
Good morning.
And I want to go quickly into the weather, but I want to talk about, we have a very active pet, and he's a rather large, beautiful dog. But first, let's go into the weather. It's currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. We'll have about 63 today with our overnight lows of 41. Saturday will be about 54 and Sunday around 57. Monday calls for 62 and Tuesday 59. Beautiful skies ahead of us. Just going to be one of those great, beautiful weekends. I know we're going to go out to the, I think the Bowling Gelding sellout in, Red Bluff has been going on these last 3 days, and I think tomorrow is the last day, so we're going to go out. It would be a beautiful day. But anyway, the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane, where they are owned by the Kinney family into 3 to 4 generations. Coming up, 365-3793 is the phone number, bringing you all of your gas and propane needs. Veteran-owned business where they get senior and veteran discounts. Bringing us the weather each time we read it. Now, going into our Friday morning with Haven Humane, it's back to Katrina and our pet. Who do we have today?
I brought with me a very big boy. He's about 80 pounds.
Yeah, he is. He's not. Tell us about. I mean, that's. He's a force.
He is. We call him Skechers. And we think he's like a lab Rottweiler mix.
Okay.
His mix is kind of interesting because he kind of has like a lab personality.
Yes.
And some of the look, but then he has like some like Rottweiler-esque markings and his like body build is kind of similar to that. But he is definitely a very like happy, very excited guy. He's only about a year and a half, so he's pretty young.
Okay.
But my favorite thing about Skechers is I feel like he has a very pure and a very trusting heart. He's definitely one that I think will bond to his family very, very fast. You know, some dogs we say, you know, they need a little time to fully warm up to you, and he is not that kind of dog.
Well, when you brought him in this morning, he came around the corner and went like, what's up? Like he did. He just like, hey, you know, he came right over. What do you, hey, you know, this is cool. I'm coming around the corner. You know, like some dogs do not want to come around that corner into a room.
Right. No, I love it. He's a very confident guy, and he's just so happy to meet everyone. He just has so much joy in him. He's always just has a big old smile on his face. And he definitely is very people oriented. And what I mean by that is his main focus is being with people and like interacting with you. So he does like toys sometimes, and playing with toys, but ultimately like he wants to be next to you. He wants to be being pet by you. He's kind of a little bit of a big goofy shadow, if you will.
You know, we went Sunday, we went some friends that took us up to, where you take the dogs off the leash. Over here off of Bocelli. I can't remember the name of it. It's North Bocelli, and you go up there. And so she had two dogs, and we joined her, and Buford played and ran and played and ran. But one of the things we realized is that we've never really had him. We've had him up at the doggy park, but we've never really had him off leash like that.
Okay.
So he was really good until we started talking and walking and then turned around and he wasn't with us.
Oh, no.
If you don't know, my heart went into my mouth. I just was. And then when you're yelling their name, you know, you're right there under 44. Some people don't realize when you're coming over, going down 44, like say, from downtown over to Hilltop, and you look to the right and you see these people walking, and you're thinking, why are their dogs off leash? Because it's that area.
Oh, is it Nerpon?
Maybe it's Nerpon. You go, all I know is that you go up to the top of Bocelli at the very end. And you get down there, and I don't know how many acres, but it was absolutely gorgeous. The dogs splash in the water. There's all kinds of picnic tables. So we finally hooked up with them. But, I mean, it was like, okay, the lesson here is, you know, he's good off leash, but hook him back up on the leash, let him walk a little while, train him that way. Because she was just like, oh, he's not going to go anywhere. Well, yeah, but how am I going to get around? Like.
Right?
But anyway, it was lovely. So many people with their dogs in the beautiful nature of the North State. And we have two or three places here that I've never gone to that are off leash where your dog can run and you could take a nice, beautiful walk. And so I just encourage people that if you don't have a pet and you love the exercise and you love the outdoors, you know, it is a game changer when you get a pet. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
You know, you've got to be thinking about the water and the food and, you know, the care for the pet, but they bring so much to our lives.
They really do. They're very special, and I think he is going to bring so many amazing things to someone's life. He is very big and very not graceful at this time in his life, but he's very eager to please, and he does learn very quickly, and I really don't see him having a hard time learning how to fit into a household.
Right. So you've got a couple things coming up. I've gone online here. The Doggy Dash.
Yeah, that's coming up there in March. I know the big thing we've been talking about is the Junior Picasso Pet Portrait Fundraiser. Say that five times fast. It's through Sycamore Elementary School. It's really cute. You can submit a photo of your pet, and then the students there are going to make an artist rendering of your pet. So I think this coming week is the last week you can submit. I think you have to submit by the 30th.
Is that on, do we have that online anywhere?
Yeah, if you go to havenhumane.org under Ways to Give.
Ways to Give, okay.
It's under there. I believe it's $25, and all that money goes to Haven Humane. And then I think in February is when they're going to be actually, like, sending the portraits out. So a really cute fundraiser. It's also really fun because the students get to do a little arts and crafts project. I know we did it, I think, last year, and it was honestly so sweet. So if you've been maybe wanting a really cute portrait done of your pet and you want to help out the shelter, that would be a great way to do it.
Okay, we're in. I'm looking for it online. But when I did go to I clicked on where you were. There is a very interesting cost of saving a dog, and that is interesting about the ear infection, the shelter, the flea and tick prevention, and all of that of what it costs and how you can donate towards that.
Yeah.
In how to save a dog. That was a beautiful rendering, whoever did that.
Right.
You know,
very informative.
Absolutely. So since 1952, Haven Humane has cared for homeless pets and abused animals in Shasta County. And we really appreciate your work, and we always say that without a museum and without a shelter and a library, you know, what are you as a community? Of course, we have a courthouse. But, you know, doing great work, Katrina. Thank you. And our pet of the week again is?
Skechers.
Skechers. And Christina's going to take a picture. We'll put that online. And looking forward to seeing that, hearing that Skechers has been adopted.
Yes, I cannot wait to tell you guys that.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is also your talk radio, streaming on KCNR1460.com. This is Linda Bach. Carl's in on his way, and we'll be right back.
Good trucks, they'll run forever. If you keep holding them and you treat them right, a good woman holds you together. She'll stick with you for the rest of your life. Good buddies will always come running, got your back no matter what. The good dogs don't live long enough.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. Call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, food fans. Chef Caldy Mercurial here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
And good morning on this Friday. It's the 24th. My goodness. Because I woke up this morning, I was like, is it the 24th or the 25th? I have this beautiful book that I've been trying to implement back in my life. You know, Christmas time came and books and things that are like of, I have these inspiration books. And I kind of feel like if I read some of these passages that it just kind of starts my day in a way that, you know, I think you kind of are what you eat and are what you think and your thought process. And it's very easy to turn on the news. It's very easy to hear things that you go right into the pit of negativity. Very, very easy. And so here with the show, you know, I go online and I think about some of the things that, you know, we've got going on. We're, you know, tonight we're attending the United Way event that's going to be, Tracy Edwards is going to be, awarded, you know, the presidential pick or whatever that is. But there's going to be some interesting keynote speakers. So, United Way doing great work. Again, today will be, it's 39 currently outside, but we are going to get up to about 63. It's not as cloudy as it was this morning. Because I like to go out at nighttime and, you know, we've got brick in the backyard and it's weird because I like to stand on the brick with my bare feet, even if it's super cold and look up. And it was just absolutely beautiful, the skies last night. So I went out again this morning, still dark out and you couldn't see the stars. I know it's cloudy, but it doesn't feel super cold. So again, 39 degrees in the downtown studio is going to be 63 today with our overnight lows of 41. So how are you doing, Christine?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, what's new? What are you doing this weekend?
To be honest, not much, but I was thinking to go hike, but yesterday, unfortunately, I checked the weather. It's kind of super windy.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know if the animals know that. You're hiking yourself or hiking with your dog?
Of course with my dog.
Yeah, have you gone to that open space I was talking about over there that's on North Pacelli?
Yes, I have been, and it's wonderful. It's one of my favorite ones, to be honest.
It's absolutely gorgeous, and it was, you know, when your dogs can splash in the water and then, you know, and have this freedom and there's people there that you know, they can bring, you can bring a lunch. Because I know at the doggy park you're not allowed to have food, but I thought what a great, like, afternoon if you want to take off work and, you know, not take off, you can say you have an hour lunch.
They also have, like, if you go forward in the deep, they have, like, spots where you can do fire and, like, do, like, a small, like, a meet evening or meet lunch, you know, or with your dog and
right.
It's like a picnic.
Right. Well, I want to get down to something today. I was talking, you know, Carl's just walked in, but one of the top headlines yesterday was in the birthright citizenship. And right now, I guess in our country, if you come across the border, I don't know if there's another country that does this, and I would love to know if anybody knows if there's another country that does that. If somebody comes across our border and has a baby, then they're a U.S. citizenship. Even if their parents, neither one of their parents are citizens. So a federal judge, and so what Donald Trump, President Trump wanted to do was eliminate that and sign an executive order, I suppose, or whatever it was where he did his first days of what he would, first 100 days. So a federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump's executive order aimed at ending birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. So I am questioning because, truthfully, I don't really know our Constitution that well to know that. I know with Ellis Island and my grandmother coming over on the boat, she had to go through Ellis Island with, and then, have all of the transcripts that we've got that talks about the people that she came on the boat with. She had to, be evaluated, where they were going, who was sponsoring them, how much money they had, et cetera, when they came into the country. Then she became a U.S. citizen. So, anyway. I just know what they went through, but anyway, several Democratic-led states are seeking a temporary restraining order as they argue that Trump's action violates the Constitution's 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to all children born on U.S. soil and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. The Trump administration has vowed to fight this decision, arguing that the clause subject to the jurisdiction thereof allows the president to exclude the children of undocumented immigrants and even children whose parents are lawfully present but lack permanent legal status. Now, here's the thing. When the people came over, like my grandmother in Ellis Island, now she was documented.
Yeah, she came through there, documented. Years later, she became an American citizen. There's more than 30 countries that have birthright citizenship.
Oh.
And that includes Canada, Brazil, Belize, Barbados, Chile, Cuba. But they vary on what you have to do on all this. The 14th Amendment was done for slaves. It was back in 1865. Okay. And it was to give slaves a right to citizenship who had been here, who'd been born here, but they were not considered citizens. So that was to give them citizenship, which gave them the rights to vote. It was a big thing. It was, when that amendment was passed. Now, today, with the millions, especially in the last 4 years, the 10 million people that came across, they're here illegally, and they have a baby. The baby is automatically a citizen, which is kind of, they call them anchor babies.
Right.
Because then they can keep the families here. But in many cases, people have come across the border, had their baby here. I mean, they used to have flights from China that came in here, and the women would have babies, and then they'd go back home. But the babies were American citizens.
Okay, but I'm wondering about the documentation, and that's why how we as a country know the census of who is what, who's doing what. You know, the Statue of Liberties, we welcome you, okay? And that is the truth. America, the beacon on the hill, the land of, and you know, that's why I talk about, sometimes I come across like I don't really, and I love when you clarify things, but these are unrestricted birthright citizenship. According to these countries, unrestricted. Now, like you said, Fiji, Grenada, Guatemala, Jamaica, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, St. Kitts, St. Lucia, the Grenadines, Tanzania, Trinidad and Tobago, Tuvalu, the United States, well, it says the United States, Uruguay, and Venezuela.
Well, he can't do this by just an edict. We're going to end this. I understand why, and the idea of people coming in here illegally and then having a baby, and that's automatically a citizen. You know, people that come and immigrate to our country legally,
absolutely,
and they're here, you know, they get a green card, then they have a baby, and then, you know, the baby's a citizen, and then they get their citizenship because they've come here legally. I really believe that's one thing. But I think it needs to be looked at. It'll probably end up in the Supreme Court, and they'll give their read on what it says, but the Constitution's pretty the amendment's pretty clear that provides citizenship and equal rights protection to people recently freed from slavery. That was, you know, what started. Applies due process and equal protection to state law. And applies citizenship, state action, privacy rights, apportionment, disqualification for rebellion, debt, and enforcement clause, among other rights. So, there you go.
All right.
We've got the American Legion
Let's also talk quickly about the California fires. Southern California is expected to get doused, I hope so, with desperately needed rainfall this weekend as firefighters try to contain the wildfires smoldering in Los Angeles County. I hope so, because we have the burn scars and Palisades and Eaton fires, but this could unleash new hazards. But we need that also when we think about five coming in and, some of the areas that broke out with fires. And I just think in Southern California, you can imagine this barrel around you of fires. Meteorologists say the rainfall will quickly overcharge land that can't absorb water, increasing the threat of debris flow. We pray there are no landslides, but we do hope that there is a rain that can help put the fires out.
Okay. Now, when we come out of this break, we've got our Valentine's Day extravaganza. We're playing that love song that comes out, and the winner, you're entered into a drawing, and then on February 3rd, we're going to draw a name, and that person gets a Valentine's Day special, which includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Bar and Grill, Asian Bar and Grill, two tickets to Chocolate After Dark, a dozen long stem roses, and two dozen chocolate truffles that are just wonderful. We've had those before, and those are great. And we'll draw on February 3rd because the Chocolate After Dark is February 7th, and then you're going to have a table reserved, if you choose, on Valentine's Day at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill. Pat Karch will be playing the piano, and Linda's going to be singing a few songs that night.
Absolutely.
So all you have to do is give us a call. When the song is played, you just have to call and tell us what the name of it is. And if you're kind of close, if you're pretty sure, but it's not exactly right, Christina will help you. So we'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table. Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush. Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone. Pass line, hard way, come hit your point and win big. Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls. Antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linen, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is a song.
Yeah, call in at 530-605-4567 where you can put your name in the drawing that we'll be doing here on the air on February 3rd, where, again, that Valentine package will just be fantastic to the voice of the North State. Sue McClain put together for us, again, the long-stem roses that are from Redding Florist, and those are beautiful. It's like a $146 value just in the roses. And then, of course, a $100 gift certificate where you can have dinner at the Taroko Bar and Grill. And there is a table that is reserved just for you right by the piano, which is a beautiful area. If you've not been to that restaurant, it's gorgeous. And as well as two dozen chocolates.
Oh, yeah, two dozen chocolate truffles.
That's right. Yeah. And two tickets to Chocolate After Dark.
Wow.
It's a great package.
People are calling, and you just have to give us the name of the song and your name, then your name and your birthday. We put you in the hopper, and we're going to draw somebody on February 3rd at 8:05 in the morning. Okay, we're here with Jess Hoops and Frank Rose. And Jess is a youth commander of the local American Legion post. Yes, good morning. Okay, pull that in closer to you and talk into it.
I said I'm also the district commander of the American Legion.
Okay.
For District 2.
For District 2. Well, that's great. So what's going on with the American Legion?
We're, as you know, we've got some fires down south that have devastated some people, and a lot of them is our veterans in the Palisade unit and several others in the area. And so we're going to be trying to raise funds. We're looking between $50,000 and $100,000 that we're trying to raise to send down to aid the veterans that have been burned out down in Palisades and in that area, so that they have the option of staying in the area or not, and trying to help them get aid from the federal government or the state, whomever.
Well, the ones that have been burnt out down there, they're facing tremendous...
Well, see, people think of Palisades as being a very rich community, and it is. But there's a lot of people that lived in Palisades that were just making ends meet, especially a lot of our older disabled veterans.
Who've had houses there a long time.
Yeah, and from the 60s, and some of them have inherited them from their own families from back in the 30s. And the Palisades unit is our Ronald Reagan post. So you know that was a pretty affluent people in the post, but most of the people don't have that kind of money. And so we're trying to get money enough to give them a hotel room, buy them gas, get, so they can get around and get the paperwork done. It's just terrible. And a lot of them lost their insurance.
Well, yeah, before the fire.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. People having their insurance canceled four or 5 months before the fire, people whose homes were underinsured. And there's never going to, many of them will probably never ever rebuild there.
They probably can't.
Yeah.
From my own experience, I live out along a creek out here, 3 miles out of town, and my insurance went up $250 as the first of the year.
Well, this is what I just read.
It's going to probably go up more.
I'm paying right now $1,070 a month.
Wow. Just for a homeowner's insurance?
Just for insurance.
Wow.
That's not counting my mortgage.
Yep.
I have a $1,290 mortgage.
I just pulled this up on the Ronald Reagan Palisades Post 283. It says Palisades veterans left behind by government officials.
That's exactly right.
And it says here, this was on January 22nd. I just left Disaster Center and I was appalled. Over 1,000 members of the American Legion Palisades, including many 100s who lost everything, our post isn't receiving help from government officials.
That's right.
Thanks to the incredible support of veterans, we're setting up our own distribution center to provide relief to Legion members, Palisadians, and anyone affected by this disaster. We are here to help. Anyway, so off of that, I'm from according to what you're saying to me, and what does that mean by including many hundreds who lost everything?
And I'm trying to get this right, you know. There's other folks that we are going to help besides the veteran community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not involved with running the program, so I'm pretty much illiterate on what they're doing down there. I'm just, you know, trying to raise money to send to them to help those individuals affected. And they can contact any one of our American Legion posts in the North State here to donate.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
It's going to be interesting to see the aftermath of this on a variety of ways, what happens to the people down here. I mean, we're very familiar with fires up here, as you know. It took years. I mean, some people from Paradise are still building.
Well,
it's been 5 years.
Let me give you a little background. In 1967, I spent my first summer out of high school fighting fire with CAL FIRE. Then it was called the California Department of Forestry. Okay? I went back to that after getting out of the service, and I worked with the state until 1973. And then I went to the Federal Forest Service. And I've never seen fire fought like I have this last 10 years.
Well,
you know, it's like the Dixie Fire. If that was a normal fire that we'd been set up on, we'd have put portable tanks on the top of the hill and drowned it right off the mountain with helicopter drops and a hose lay.
But they're not like that.
No.
And it all goes back to mitigation. And we've talked about this a lot here on the show, that you're not going to prevent fires, but you sure can mitigate them. And you can fight them. And by taking away all of the fuel.
If you look at the Lassen, I worked on Eagle Lake District. We had Harvey Mountain Station, Antelope Station, Spalding, and they've all closed them now. All those stations that, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't have a lot of travel time to get to your response area, now they're all closed, and they centralized it at Bogard or in Susanville.
Well,
you know,
again, the state government is spending its money.
The first hour of any fire is the most critical for initial attack, first hour. And it takes them at least that long to get out there.
How do people give? So how do people support?
They can call up their local American Legion post, mm-hmm. like in Bernie or Fall River or Redding or, you know, Shasta Lake City. And we'll take the money at the post. Just make arrangements to come in, give us the money. We'll make sure it gets where it needs to go.
Okay, and you do that how?
We'll put the thing and write a check out of our own account at the post.
Okay.
And send it down.
All right. Good morning, Frank Rose.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm not burned up, but we're simmering.
You got something you wanted to say.
Yeah, trying to get our good friend from our Korean chapter, John Baker. He has property, and he has a lot of oak and pine trees he had to cut down because, again, the high cost of insurance. His insurance went up $2,000 this year, and one of his neighbors is $5,000, and another neighbor, they took away all the insurance. So what John is asking, he's had a lot of trees cut down, oak and pine, but he needs people to come and split it. And you split it, and it's yours, and it's all free. So he has a lot of wood that some people have come and helped him split that's just sitting there waiting for people to come and get it.
So if you want free wood,
The
only thing you have to pay is your labor to cut it up and load it in your truck and go away with it.
And he has a front-end loader, too, that can help as well.
Okay.
And John's phone number is, of course, 530-921. 8650.
Okay, say that again. 530.
Yeah, 921. 8650. And that's without my glasses.
That's pretty good, Frank.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're looking for wood for the upcoming winter, even though that we're into the spring, it's a good time now to cut it, and then you can age it during the summer, so it'll be ready for next year.
Well, I'm going to have some, too, and later in the start of the fall, because I live on a creek, and I've been having a difficulty between Cal Fire and Fish and Game. One says cut, one says don't, so I'm going to go ahead and err on the side of caution and cut.
It's probably a good idea. So everybody needs to clear their land as much as possible.
I'm going to be cutting down a bunch of smaller oaks, probably anywhere from 6 inches to 10 inches, that I'm going to be just giving away because I don't burn wood.
Okay. Okay, final thoughts here, guys. What else?
Well, anybody that can send money to us is great, and I think at some point, starting next month, we're going to try and send a truckload of clothing or, you know, supplies down to Southern California to help them out.
To the American Legion Post down there in the Palisades. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How about your little fishing thing?
I'm not involved in that now.
Ah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and I hope that guy gets, you know, I mean, a lot of people around here burn wood, and it's expensive if they're buying it. So this way you can go out and get your own wood and season it over the summer, and next fall you'll have another load of oak that's coming out.
He's already bucked it up as far as links.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he's already cut it into links. You just haven't split it and put it in your truck.
Well, do you have to split it there?
No,
or you can
don't.
You can just load up. You can just load up the logs and take it home. And he's got a front loader that will put it into your truck. So
or trailer.
Good deal. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Really appreciate you coming on and telling us what's going on.
I got one more thing. Today we're having a funeral for John Boyden, one of the guys from Project Healing Waters that was instrumental in help getting the thing started here in Redding at 11 o'clock at the cemetery. So anybody who wants to show up, I'm sure John, looking down on us from above, is going to appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. It's won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We're on the air, guys.
We're still on the air.
A full service bank. We do business there. We're real happy. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a 2-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
But life still goes on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, right down here in downtown Reading, with our window on the world with Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, the 24th of January, 7:52 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Worst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Good morning, Jeff.
Veteran-owned business, Jeff.
Yep. And he is the expert when it comes to repairing.
How many years in business?
Over 30.
Yeah.
And if it's a little, if you've got a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He can fix it and you don't have to worry about your windshield cracking all the way across or your family safety. Go on down for a free review or a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff a call. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. We've sent people down there. Other people have heard our spots here, have gone down there, and every one of them's just happy as little puppies.
You know what I want to segue with after this?
And,
yes.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business.
What I want to segue is about our veterans here, and that it, you know, I went at Christmas time and I saw Jeff and we talked for a while, and Jeff has really had to fight against the lobbyists and the money behind where do you think of right away, or where does your insurance really want to send you right away? And that's to these like bigger national companies, because there's kickbacks and there's all kinds of things. And when I think about our two veterans that just left, and we're going to look into this, about if you donate, we have to look into this to make sure that this is accurate. But so like with Jeff, and Jeff has had to, you know, he's just this guy that he's works alone. He does a great job, but the stuff that we've heard that he's had to fight, again, with just being a windshield repair, and when people come to him and say, oh, my insurance won't, you know, cover this, but they want me to replace the entire windshield. Well, why would you replace your windshield, put it on an insurance claim, when you can go get a crack and And some insurance companies say, oh, you can't get that done. Where he's saying, well, yes, you can. And we're an example of the fact that we've had chips and cracks.
Numerous chips.
Yes.
And, about, like, gosh, an 8-inch crack of my windshield he fixed 15, 16 years ago. You still can't see it. I mean, that's the kind of work he does. But, yeah, but, again, it's government not, you know, listening to their lobbyist and just, you know, doing what they can to burden small
businesses. Well, I mean, these two guys that just left, we're talking about, you know.
Not until we check that.
Not until we check it. Okay. Yep. So we want to see that wherever funds are going to help the relief of these people that gets to the heart of them, doesn't go through bureaucracy, doesn't go through the state where it's allocated for what they think it is. But for those people, when you think about those veterans, what that man said just now, it talked about all of those people that lived in the Palisades that are veterans on a very fixed income.
Yeah, aren't rich.
That lived in their families' homes, have been, you know, through the years, and now they have nothing.
Yeah. Speaking of nothing.
No, they have their brotherhood.
Yeah. Well, speaking of nothing, the city of Reading is in the process of wrestling with the projected $5 million deficit this year. Mm. There was a 3-hour special meeting talking about this, how they're going to address it. That was yesterday. I'm getting this from reporting from Channel 7 here, but today it's more about getting a backdrop as to why we're here and what happened. I think part of the purpose of today is to get some of the newer council members up to speed because they haven't had opportunity to sit on the council dais. So they presented multiple components of the budget workshop, including a year-to-date review performance and overview of 2023 to 2025 adopted budget, a history of tax revenues, tax revenue forecast, and potential budget changes. A significant topic of a discussion was the forecast for sales tax revenue, predicted by city staff to be at 2.5% for the next 5 to 6 years. So, Dr. Paul DeNuca said, I would consider it to be slightly more conservative at 2%. The reason I just say that inflation rates are high and with California having a budget shortfall, I'm okay with the 2.5, but I would prefer to be slightly more conservative at 2%. In other words, we believe we're going to be making this much more each year. And instead of making it, you know, saying it's going to be 2.5, Paul DeNuca says, no, let's keep a little bit lower, you know, because that way we know we're going to hit the 2%, but we may not hit the 2.5. Anyway, the balance between revenue and expenses came from one of a resident here. If you don't get 2.5, are your expenses going to be up 2.5%? It's going to be a battle. Now, where's that money going to come from? Well, it's going to be cuts. We're already short 7 policemen. And what other cuts are there going to be? Instead of a firehouse being built, maybe no firehouse being built. The unmet needs in the general fund is into the millions. Fire station improvements, approximately $100 million. Vegetation management, approximately $4 million per year. Streets, $11 million per year. General fund owned buildings, $12.5 million. I wonder how many buildings the city of Reading has that they don't have, you know, that they don't use or they don't use their full capacity. Are those things that they could sell? Parks, $20 million. Aquatic center, $20 million. Let me see. Rolling stock and equipment replacing, $1 million a year. Airport, $95 million. Anyway, there's going to be more budget workshops. Those are the unmet needs. Those are, things that are going to have to be done, but it adds up to close to, it's over $200 million. So there.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's not the budget. Those are just unmet needs. So, okay, we're going to be talking a lot more about this with the City Council and Barry Tippin over the next few weeks.
Good.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got O2 staffing
with
us.
Oh, okay, I'm so happy I'm here today with them.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of a key event for the pro-life movement, President Trump has pardoned nearly two dozen pro-life protesters.
On the eve of the annual March for Life, the president signed pardons for 23 people convicted and imprisoned by the Biden administration for peacefully protesting outside abortion clinics.
Many of them are elderly people. Should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
Pro-life groups are cheering the president's action. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The 52nd annual March for Life, taking place today in Washington, D.C., featuring Vice President Vance. This year's theme, Life, Why We March. President Trump is traveling today in the first of two stops. He'll see the devastation caused by a hurricane 4 months ago.
North Carolina's been treated very badly, so we're stopping there, and we're going to then go to Los Angeles and take a look at a fire that could have been put out if they let the water flow, but they didn't let the water flow, and they still haven't for whatever reason.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will be providing more than $2.5 billion in wildfire recovery aid, heard here on ABC 7 Los Angeles.
I want to thank everybody that cleared the deck, didn't play politics with this, that recognized that people are in need.
Proclaiming arrival of the golden age of America, President Trump has addressed globalists meeting in Switzerland, an address via video conference. Mr. Trump says his agenda will result in a more peaceful, prosperous planet, adding that his is a revolution of common sense. Senate vote expected later today in the nomination of Pete Hegseth to serve as Secretary of Defense. If he wins confirmation, it is expected to be an extremely close vote. On Wall Street at midday, the Dow is down 119 points, NASDAQ off 22. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Making America Great Again starts with making America healthy again. I lost 40 pounds with the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program, and 2 years later, I haven't gained a pound back. I started the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition Program because I needed to be healthy to keep up with my crazy schedule. Most people start a weight loss program to get healthier, so why is Big Pharma spending millions to convince you to use their weight loss injections that do just the opposite? Do your homework. Weight loss injections have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Take a natural approach that isn't connected to Big Pharma's bottom line. PhD changes the way you think about food. You'll learn to quiet cravings and finally release the unhealthy belly fat. PhD Weight Loss is leading the charge to make America healthy again. Text the word healthy to 717767 or visit myphdweightloss.com. That's the word healthy to 717767. It's worked for me. It'll work for you. 717767. Text the word healthy.
An opposition leader calling on the West to reject the results of this coming weekend's presidential election in Belarus.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya is calling Sunday's presidential vote in Belarus a farce and a fraud. The opposition leader in exile says Alexander Lukashenko has no intention of letting go of power, and he won't allow mass protests to erupt again like in 2020. All the key opposition figures from those days are either in prison or in forced exile. Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has told the BBC she's not calling on people inside the country to protest because it's too dangerous. But she does want Western allies to reject the results of Sunday's vote, step up the sanctions, and increase the pressure on Lukashenko.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford. Dozens of Palestinian women and teens released from Israeli prisons this week, part of the deal between Israel and Hamas to pause the war in Gaza. News and analysis, townhall.com. A gold spike. It completed the Alaska Railroad on the auction block, and Alaskans want to bring it home.
A 14-carat solid gold spike that President Warren G. Harding drove into the ground on July 15, 1923, at a ceremony to mark the completion of the Alaska Railroad, is up for auction on Friday at Christie's Auction House in New York City. The spike has never been permanently in Alaska's possession, and now the Anchorage Museum, with financial backing from the Alaska Railroad, will bid on the spike and is valued at up to $50,000. years. It's always been in private hands, but Aaron Leggett, the museum's senior curator of Alaska history and indigenous cultures, says the history of Anchorage and all of Alaska begins with the Alaska Railroad. I'm Donna Water.
In Utah, state lawmakers have advanced a bill that would ban collective bargaining across all of the state's public employee sectors. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Lindebach. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the Wind River Resort and Casinos in downtown Reading, with our window on the world out there. It's a beautiful day.
We are not at Wind River Resort and Casino.
They have not bought the station.
They have just sponsored the studio.
As they do other radio stations here in town.
Yeah.
Think of us like AT&T Stadium in San Diego or something. Yeah. We get that $15 million a year. today, the 24th.
The window is sponsored. The seats are sponsored. Yeah.
Well, the door will be sponsored by, anyway.
That's right.
24th of January, 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you, as usual, by Shasta Regional Medical Center, always at the top of the hour.
And it's still 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Doesn't feel like it right now. It's a beautiful day out.
Hello, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Very good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. Are you excited about the weekend?
Very good money.
Hi. Was there something going on there that you passed over me as I was doing the weather?
No. It was just that saying hello to her.
Oh, I didn't know if she was waving, saying something. Okay.
No, I just, like.
Well, there is a wind advisory. Maybe she was trying to say that, but partly sunny today, then gradually becoming. Don't you like it sunny, but then gradually becoming sunny? I always love these, like, whatever it is. 63 degrees will be our high today and overnight lows of 41. Tomorrow calls for around 54 with our overnight lows of 40. And Sunday, 57 with our overnight lows of 41. A beautiful weekend ahead of us. Looks like we just have sunshine throughout the rest of the week. And we have maybe Wednesday and Thursday of next week, slight chance of rain. So as we know, weather patterns do change. But there we go. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. That is Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, a veteran-owned business, where they strive to give all of our community great deals, especially with our seniors and our veterans. 365-3793.
And we're here with Jennifer Cram from O2 Employment Services, who's the Director of Operations.
Director.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice title.
We missed you in the early part of the month, so we put you back in here. And then in a couple of weeks we'll have you back again. So
absolutely.
We can, anything that's we bring up today, and then, if we have to, we'll talk about it then. But
absolutely.
It's a new year.
New year.
New laws.
New laws.
With this new administration.
Yes.
I mean, we're just here in the first, 5 days?
Right.
Or 7 days, or whatever it is. And so today you can say that there are certain things that we need to look at as employers. Uh-huh. And what kind of jobs we were talking about before you got on the air. Where people come to you looking to employ people. So we're going to go through some of that.
Absolutely.
But then when you come in a couple of weeks, you're going to probably get an onslaught of laws that are changing.
Absolutely.
And so we all need to be, anybody who has a business or is thinking about going into business, needs to be abreast with those kinds of things. And that's what your company does.
That's what we do. Absolutely.
So what would you say would be the first place that you would like to go now to share with our listeners about where we are?
In our community. So, one, I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah.
Two, Linda, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Good. Usually it's just Carl and I, and we, try to hold down the floor.
Yeah, I know.
But we get a little rambunctious.
Yes, you do.
I know. And we have to be contained a little bit.
And I'm sure when I'm here, it's like, oh, gosh, now I have to behave.
So, we're not sitting on the same stool. So.
No, but you guys were in Vegas having a great time.
Oh, is that what happened when you came on last?
Yes, you guys, last time, yes. And Blake was here. He did an amazing job.
Yeah, Blake does fabulous.
He is
that
fabulous.
That was in December.
He's a people person, that guy.
He totally is.
He's a good guy.
And a good singer. Now. And a good actor.
All of it. Yeah. All of the above.
So he does a lot to really highlight downtown with Viva Downtown.
Oh, yes.
And so when we take off, it's always nice to have him sit in because we know that he's going to love on our community. And that's what we do. We try to do as much as we can. And you're a very big vital force in that, like employing and giving us that information. So what would you say to begin our segment, has there been anything that's come across in the last 7 days that's been like, oh my God, this is going to be new?
Yeah, I think that there is a lot on the trajectory. I think the new administration will ease some of the things that have actually been put into place the last 4 years, which might be really helpful for employers. So that's some of the good news. I don't see huge changes, but there are going to be some for sure. And so we're still dissecting kind of what that looks like. And in fact, I was on a seminar call yesterday about retirement plans and the Secure 2.0 Act and what this new administration, how those changes could change a little bit. And a lot of good things for employees, but also a lot of changes with the laws and so forth with that. So we're still kind of dissecting down what those changes might be and some things that were done in the past that will be changed moving forward, which is actually a good thing for employers. So we have some good things on the horizon, as much as, the laws change, the good news is that there's not a ton that changed this year. So that's the good news. There's not a whole lot. So, as we're ramping up and trying to get ready for 2025, we're getting those posters in place. We're getting policies updated. We're getting the sick leave all dialed in and, just handling all the stuff and trying to find employees. I think that's one of the biggest things that I wanted to kind of chat about this morning is finding employees and people looking for jobs and kind of the other arm of our business, which is the O2 staffing side. And, we've always got the Teamwork HR side and the, helping employers and partnering with small businesses. But on the O2 staffing side, we do the same thing. We want to partner. We want your business to grow and we want to support our community and populate it with people that want to go to work and work hard and provide for employers and provide for our community. So
do you guys go out?
I brought this up.
All right.
That I'm could do a part-time job. 3 or 4 hours, a day, for a week and, $3,000. And I asked
now
her.
Now we're at $3,000.
Well,
oh, now we're at three.
I started at two, but I thought, I'm pretty valuable. I really am pretty valuable.
Right.
Between $2,000 and $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and you looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
Askance. You looked at me like, sure, are you a veterinarian?
Correct.
That was, she said, I didn't realize you were a trained veterinarian. And I said,
right.
Oh, but I'm not. Well, you said we might be a little bit harder to find that special job for me.
Correct. But it doesn't mean that there won't be an opportunity that comes up. It's always good to apply and be online and be available potentially in the event we have a position that comes up. However, we definitely have part-time positions. It just might not be $2,000 to $3,000 a month working part-time. Because if you do, I want that job.
Have you seen these texts that come to you say make $1,000 a week?
Oh, yes.
Being the secret buyer?
Exactly.
Just because the area code on it is someplace in Africa.
Correct.
I'm not sure.
Somewhere.
Hey, we're here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations at O2 Employment Services, as she said, and thank goodness there hasn't been too many changes in the codes, but every time you come in here, you've got so many things that people need to be aware of if you're an employer. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Linda. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watchmaker, stone cutter, jewelry designers, great selections of jewelry, and I know you like it there.
Well, no, I just think that if I'm going to go have, again, my watch repaired, or I think just your jewelry, people sometimes think after they've worn a ring, it's like if you wear your rings or your jewelry all the time, but you go get your tires rotated, why wouldn't you take your jewelry in to say, is it okay? Because the last thing you would want to do is look down at your one of your favorite rings. Maybe it's your mother's stone. Maybe it's your wedding ring. Maybe it's something, a birthstone or a special gift, and see that a stone has fallen out because the prong, wore down. So those are little things. It's like, I know, upkeep. But they are trustworthy, and they're wonderful, and they're going to give you a great, a truthful opinion, and I think that is a very valued. That is why they are Best of the North State for the third year. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria.
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is when we love you playing the music, Christina. All right. Want to be alive.
Welcome back. Freefire Radio. Here
that would make me want to get on the floor.
96.5.
Yes. Let's do our little head thing there, Carl.
Well, that's not the one.
It doesn't matter. You can make it any one you want it to be.
Well, yeah, it could, but there's a certain song.
Don't be so marine.
You know what song that is. Play it next time. Okay.
I don't know what it is.
All right.
We can make it whatever we want to make it.
The show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Hey, we just went to go see Judy on Monday because we were talking about an insurance thing. And you know what? Their staff is just,
new business insurance.
So amazing. And she'll sit down with you and she'll go over and reevaluate where you are. And so if you're looking for somebody who can, you know, take where you are, with Medicare, secondary, what's your finances, health insurance, all of it.
Health insurance, homeowners insurance, business insurance, all of this. And, you know, they have two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. And if you're looking at, especially with the new regime coming in, maybe you want to have somebody that's going to review what you have and evaluate it. And you can get a free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call, 530-221-0441. And Judy Maxwell is just a fine person. And speaking of fine people, we're here with Jennifer Cram, who is the director of operations for O2 Employment Services. Didn't bring her sidekick today.
Nope.
Was probably doing a fitting for her costume.
Absolutely. She's got a big day coming up. We've got the crab feed next weekend. Mm. Yes.
That's right. And she's the queen crustacean.
Queen of crustacean. Yes. So she's got something a little spicy planned. So she's working out her dance moves and getting her goodies together, doing her stuff. She is a ball of fire, that girl.
Doing her moves in a crustacean costume. I can't wait. I'm usually up on the stage.
Right.
I saw a beautiful picture on Facebook that was like getting us geared up.
Yes. They've definitely been pushing that, and she's been on it. You know, Julia Ray's amazing and definitely is a pivotal piece in our marketing strategy for sure. And she loves our community just as much as we do, which is why, you know, we brought her on.
That is fantastic.
And that is, you know, what we do. We love our community as well, just like you guys. We were just talking. We're at all these events and doing all these things, but it's because we love our community.
And Carl will be emceeing. We keep calling it One Safe Place, but now it's Arch Collaborative.
It's Arch Collaborative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think everybody's just called it an OSP for so long. So.
Correct.
So when I say Arch, formerly OSP,
formerly
Children's
One Safe
Legacy.
Children's
Center.
Legacy. Yep.
And Lee Luft will be auctioneering again. Oh, so you guys met yesterday because you had
They're
some kind
introducing
of
a
picture.
New adult beverage.
Oh.
It's going to be Jack and Coke, like a
machine,
like an icy,
okay, that sounds interesting.
And there's going to be it's going out on Facebook. They did a little video of it yesterday. So,
all right.
Anyway,
fantastic.
Okay,
yes.
Let's get back to O2.
Back to business.
Back to business.
I'm online and I'm seeing how you can go online to O2 Services, Employment Services, and you're seeing like right away some of the jobs available.
Yes. Yes. So online we have our full job board of all the positions that we currently have open or that we're searching for candidates for those roles. So it's really easy as an employee looking for work. Maybe you're looking for a secondary job, maybe not making $3,000 a month working part time. However, there are lots of positions available and it's very simple for you to go on and apply for those positions. You can just attach your resume and those come into our staffing specialists. We have Kelsey and Amanda that work so hard. These girls just source all day long. They do interviews. We meet with every candidate that applies online.
Sure.
So if you're not in our system, you can actually go online as well and fill out an application as well as attach your resume, and we'll reach out to you and bring you in for an interview so that we actually meet you face-to-face. And there's no cost to you as an employee looking for work. I think that's really important to remind people. You don't have to pay to use our services. It's only if the employer finds somebody that they pay for it, right? But the employee doesn't pay a dime.
Right.
And I think that's important.
So, okay, so I'm an employer. I'm looking for a somebody.
Yep.
And when you send me somebody, what have you done to ensure that I'm protected from that. I mean, not from that person,
right?
But as that person comes to me.
Sure. So we have screened their resume, right? We've kind of sifted through because we want to be a good matchmaker, you know? So we're professional matchmakers is what we are. And so we are trying to connect you as a business owner. We get to know you, your business, and maybe, you know, your vibe and your business model so that we can find the perfect person for you. And so then we've looked at their resume. We make sure their skill set matches what you're looking for. And then once we've met with them, we've also assessed their personality, their skills, maybe their potential to grow, all of those things. And then we send them to you for maybe a resume, I mean, an interview so that you can meet with them and you interview them as well. You don't have to just take who we send you. You can interview them and say, this would be really great. And if there's something that, you know, you're like, this is a great candidate, I want to move forward with them, we then go through any pre-employment requirements that you as an employer might want. So we always drug screen all of our candidates. We just, that's a preemptive thing that we do.
You do what?
A drug screening.
Oh, okay.
Pre-employment drug
screening.
Which
is important.
Which is important because we have a lot going on these days.
Unfortunately,
we do. And so if there's something, though, that you have a sensitive position that maybe a background check is required or needed, we absolutely will do that as well prior to that. If there's any testing they need to do, maybe it's a typing test, maybe it's Microsoft Office, we want to know if they're skilled in Excel. They tell us they're skilled in Excel, but are they really?
Okay.
So we have testing that we can do for these employees, making sure that it's a good fit. So we don't send you somebody that you're like, oh my gosh, they don't know how to use a typewriter or they can't use the keyboard. That's a problem.
Yeah, a computer. They need to do an Excel spreadsheet now and then.
Correct.
They may know Word, but they don't know Excel.
Correct. And the other piece of it is that when you have a staffing employee, you're going to use, you know, they're going to be working through O2 staffing. Mm-hmm. They're on our payroll. So you're trying before you actually say, I want to commit to this relationship and I want to bring them onto my payroll. Mm-hmm. So you work them for 520 hours to see if they're a good fit for your organization and they have the skill set that they said that they
did. How many weeks? I mean, 520 hours. How many weeks?
About 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah,
okay.
About 3 months.
90 days.
Yep.
No,
90 days.
That's what
which
we do.
Is, yeah.
1 month will get you the next month.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, you know, we bring them on. We, you know, we're putting our name behind them and saying, you know, this should be a good candidate. But if you were to call us in 3 weeks and say, hey, Jennifer, this guy's just not working out. We've got some attendance issues or they're not. We take care of that piece. We contact the employee, say your assignment ended with the company. Come back in. We're going to try to find you another place.
Okay.
Because maybe they're not a good fit for
right.
the organization. And sometimes that happens.
Yeah. So
which it makes it much better for the employer not to have to deal
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely. Yes. Or having those
it's
tough conversations.
It's professional.
Exactly.
Super professional. It's cut and dry.
Exactly. And we'll find something else for them, mm-hmm. you know. And we also get the feedback. Client, tell me what happened with this employee. What led to this decision? Was it, you know, they just couldn't show up to work and they weren't late every day and that could be, and maybe it's not a candidate we're going to place somewhere
else. Maybe
they
couldn't handle that level of work either. I mean, they showed up for work, they were trying, but they couldn't grasp everything they had to do.
Correct. It's very easy for people to say, I have Excel experience and I have Word experience and I have Outlook, you know, I can answer emails. But at what level can you handle those things? Like I'm proficient in a lot of things, but if you ask me to put together a huge Excel spreadsheet and do, you know, a bunch of tables and all this good stuff, I'd be like, oh, I'm not your girl. That wouldn't be my forte. But, you know, everybody can say that they have experience in it. And so you take that at face value. But again, that's where the testing comes into play for some of these positions, because we need to make sure their skill level is what they say it is.
Okay. We're here with Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. And one of the big things is that she takes that load off the employers.
Absolutely.
And if it's working out, that's great. And you can keep them. If it doesn't, you don't have to go through the mechanics of all this. You just talk to somebody in Jennifer's office.
Coming up, we have the song. That is our Valentine's Day package. So we need you to call at 530-605-4567 so you could be entered into a drawing that is going to be held here on the station on February 3rd. And that consists of, so all you have to do is call in and give your name and phone number, and we will
name
be drawing
song.
Your name out of the hat. But you are a $100 gift certificate at Taroko, where you get a table right next to where Pat Karch is going to be playing piano. A dozen long-stemmed roses valued at $146 from Reading Florist, as well as 24 or 22.
Two dozen chocolate truffles.
24.
And ticket
I can
to
count
chocolate
there.
After dark.
Yeah.
And we're going to be playing that song as after this break as we come out. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. It was founded in 1960. They've been in that same location since 1967. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's not a style shop. It's not a hairstylist shop. It's a barber shop. I love this place. In fact, I'm going in there today to get my hair cut. I did it by just making a phone call at 530-244-9478. Made an appointment so it works on my schedule so I can run down there, get a great haircut, see the guys, and then come back and start working again. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. Get ready for the love song.
People just want more and more freedom and love. What he's looking for? Free from desire. Mind and senses purified. Free from desire. Mind and senses purified. Free from desire. Mind and senses purified. Free from desire.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crabs, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
This is the love song. Give us a call. If you're close, Christina will help you. 530-605-4567. 66 or 65. There you go. This is a great package. I've entered it 232 times.
Can you believe that what Long Stem Roses cost today?
What?
It's crazy.
Yeah, what long stem roses, if you're going to go to a florist and send them.
That's a lot.
It used to be, I think, I was thinking it was 99. Still expensive. You have to go through and they have to deliver it. And,
of course.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our guest is Jennifer Cram, Director of Operations at O2 Staffing. Now, if you're an employer, at some point, when you've been an employer, you run into problems with an employee.
Sure.
And what are the steps an employer should do to protect themselves if they start, somebody starts showing up late
Like marijuana or there's some kind of situation that you're like, this is not appropriate. What happens?
Sure. Well, it's such a great question because I think every employer is faced with this. Like there's going to be a situation at some point in time.
We had an employee that we ran into.
Sure.
Things like that. So.
Sure. No, it happens. And
he's gone now.
It's human nature, right? I mean, we're human. There's going to be sickness. There's going to be child care issues. There's going to be car problems. Yes. There's going to be performance issues. There's going to be, some things that are deal breakers, in my opinion. That's a huge policy violation that we might go straight to termination. But a lot of times I have employers that reach out to me and say, hey, I've got this situation. I have Sally who is showing up late every Monday. It seems to be every Monday after she's had a big weekend. She's been out all weekend. Mm-hmm. She's traveled around doing her thing and she's late or she calls in sick.
Mm.
So we start to look at, what's the sick leave policy? Do we have a sick leave policy? Is she eligible to use it? Because sick leave is protected time off. So we have to be a little sensitive around a protected time off because it's actually considered a leave. And employees can use their sick time if they're eligible to take it. However, in those situations where you need to sit down, it's one of those things that I'm always like, Mr. Employer, you need to have the conversation. You need to sit down with the employee and say, hey, what's going on? Is something going on? Is there a situation I need to be aware of? I really need you. You need to be at work by 8. You need to be clocked in and start work at 8:00. What's preventing you from doing that? And sometimes it's a little more, conversational than some employers like to be because they're like, I really don't care. They just need to be there. And I said, I understand. But sometimes we have to sit down and have the conversation because employees want to be heard and employers need to express their expectation of what they expect from the employee. So we go through that whole process and we start the documentation process, right? So it might be first times of coaching. And it continues to happen. Then we're going to a written warning and we're going to sit down with the employee and say, hey, this is a written warning and we're not going to tolerate this. And if it continues to happen, it could be grounds for termination. And sometimes it's a first and final. Sometimes I'll give them their first and final and say, you're within your 90-day period right now. This is your introductory period. This is the best I'm getting from you. And you've already called in sick 4 times. I don't have protected sick leave. It means you have shown up, 70% of your employment already, and I need you at 100% right now. So this might not be a good fit for us, but I'm giving you a first and final. I'm giving you your first warning, but this is your final warning. And if I have any further issues with you, it'll be grounds for termination.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'm always like, I know it's exhausting, but it's having the conversation and sitting down with the employee and saying, hey, I noticed you were late today. What's going on? I need you here and starting by this time.
You know, we used to call it waving the red flag.
Right.
You know, because a lot of times you can do it, you know, hey, you know what's going on and all
yeah.
this. And even though it's a counseling session, it's not really a counseling session.
Right.
So we called it waving the red flag that mm-hmm. hey, I'm serious about this.
Correct.
That kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Because most people will say the first time,
right.
you know, and it's kind of like, I mean, not if they first start work, but I mean, well, even if they do, hey, you know what, you're supposed to be here at 8, you know, that's a counseling session, but not really.
Right.
And
right.
the person may not understand that.
Correct.
There's a lot of young people have been brought up.
Correct. It's a different, yeah.
it's a different generation,
for sure. But if you've got somebody that's been there a long time,
yes.
there's something going on.
Yeah,
there's something happening. And then, you know, sometimes you might find out more than you want to know. And then that becomes a whole different situation.
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's important to have that open communication with your employees and let them know what's okay and what's not. Having those boundaries and expectations very clear with the employee. And following through, I think it's so important because oftentimes we'll find an employer will have the conversation, but then it will happen for 6 more months, and then all of a sudden the employer's done. And they'll call us and say, hey, you know, Sally, we met with her back, you know, 6 months ago, and we had the coaching conversation, but it's still going on. But I didn't address it. I didn't talk to her about it. I didn't give her the final warning.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, you know, you've got two options. One, the safest bet's going to be you give her a final warning and say you've given her final notice and put her on notice. Or, you know, you can go down the termination road. But however, here's some factors that we might take into consideration. We're talking meal and rest periods, clocking in and out. Did they do their overtime? There's just a series of questions we would go through from an HR standpoint. But it's just important to have consistent,
yeah.
clear communication with the employees and holding everybody to the same standard, all your employees.
That's the thing is, giving everybody the same standard.
Correct.
You know, our producers do wonderful jobs, and they come in on their own. They've got,
yep.
you know, we totally trust them.
Sure.
We have to.
You have to. Absolutely.
And so, but I talk to other people that have problems.
Yes.
And
common.
And it's the counseling portion seems to be the hardest part for everybody.
It is. Well, it's the most exhausting, and it's the most time consuming because then you've got to sit down, you've got to stop what you're doing to function and make your business go, to counsel and coach an employee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of times where we come in from the teamwork HR side. And that's even the O2 staffing side. If we need to have that conversation with an employee, say, look, this employer's not impressed. You've got to show up on time. This is your honeymoon right now. Mm. You are selling yourself basically to the business saying, I am worthy of a position with your amazing company. And if you can't do that, then they're not going to move forward with you. And then on the teamwork side, it's one of those things where we can come in and sit down with you or the manager and say, hey, what is going on? So it takes some of that responsibility or burden off the employer.
And that's the important part, especially
yeah.
in that first 90 days. You know,
sure.
they're working for you. They're maybe working for the employer.
Yeah.
But they're really your employee.
Correct.
And, you know, an employer needs to be able to tell you, give you the feedback.
Is, yes.
You know, they're just, you know, yeah, they do know Excel, but. And when we talked about this thing, they were going to have to be doing spreadsheets 3 days a week.
Yes.
And they, and, you know, with a graph.
Yes.
And they're just not there yet.
Correct.
And a lot of employers, I think, will help that employee.
Correct.
Especially if they've got a good attitude
yes.
and a grasp that
yes.
get them to that level.
Correct.
But if you need somebody to hit the ground running.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's where our staffing specialists really have the niche, you know, ability to articulate what the client's really looking for and saying how advanced skill. Like their questioning to the employer is really in-depth because they want to make sure they find the right candidate for you. And so that way they can interview their candidates and go through their pool. You know, we call it sourcing, where we're looking out for, you know, different resumes all over everywhere, trying to figure out who would be a good fit and bring them in and meet with them. And sometimes it might be a candidate that we met with over a year ago, but we'll want to bring them back because now we're like, maybe they've grown in the last year. What have they done this last year? Maybe they've got new experience. Maybe they've got, you know, a change in the relationship. Before, maybe they had no car. You know, now they do. Now they have, you know, so dynamics change.
That's,
so we,
yeah,
we
that's
bring
one
them
of
back.
The first things I ask, do you have a car?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, that's going to make your life a lot harder here.
Sure.
Well, we had Ben.
Ben came in on his
he's
electric.
He's just such a good little guy.
Scooter coming
Ben.
In.
He was 17, and now he's off to join the Air Force.
Well, is that what he's doing?
Well, that may have changed. He's still going in the service, but I linked him up with General Rob Paletti, to be the police chief here as Brigadier General in the National Guard, and I heard from Ben yesterday that he was insanely great.
That's
the way he says it. And they're linking him up from the streets to the seat, which is a program for warrant officers where he'll be able to fly helicopters if he passes everything there.
Wow.
So he's all pumped for that.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. So
he's a good kid.
Liam, one of our other ones before you were here.
Yeah, was 18 when he started.
Yeah. He went to the fire academy here at Shasta, at Shasta College and is working Cal Fire now.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah. So, you know, it's,
see,
we always want to see our
these
people.
Young men to
you know, all of our people
that's
here. We
what
want to
you
see
want
them grow.
We
want
to see people grow.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And we agree. That is exactly our mission is to make sure that we inspire and encourage growth.
You're only as good as your team.
Hands down. Oh my gosh.
Imagine a restaurant when you get the food on the table. Yeah. It's only good because the person who bought the food, that cooked the food,
delivered the food,
the person that's serving the food, the experience.
Absolutely. That is, I couldn't agree with you more.
I had lunch yesterday with some girlfriends at Pipeline.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and I hear that's the, you know, where the bike depot is. And I've heard about it that it's the second store because the other one is in Mount Shasta.
Yes.
And we have friends that have homes in Mount Shasta. Anyway, long story short is that I heard it was really hard to get into.
Yes.
But I joined some girlfriends. I got there at 11:30 so I could get a table.
Yes.
And the food was excellent.
Yes.
And it's always nice to see that. I guess he's very much, Kevin, I guess he's the owner.
Yeah.
Very much involved with all of that. And yes. I like to see you know, joy and professionalism on that level.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
And that's what O2 staffing delivers.
Mm-hmm.
Joy and professionalism.
We sure try. We sure try. Absolutely.
Well, we got to take a break.
And we'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check
out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you wishing for some cold hard cash this winter? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $80,000 Winter Wishes Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily in any promotional kiosk to win drawing entries or other amazing prizes. Don't miss weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for our final drawings on January 30th and February 27th for a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloth, embroidered linen, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
We're all doing it. We're all bouncing our heads from that movie Night at the Roxbury. Who can forget that Oscar nominee? Well, okay, maybe it wasn't.
Carlo says that when you walk into a club and you see the girls with their hands in the air, you know there's been drinking involved.
If girls have their arms in the air and you're hearing woo, those are the ones we would head to right away. No, they were. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You know they're having a good time. And they're the fun girls.
You're the fun girls.
You go right to that group.
That's right.
And that's also a group of girls that don't really need to have guys around. Because, like, when somebody's like,
you're not
I remember the early days in Vegas, and you'd be dancing and having a great time, and somebody comes up, and they start to roll their hands, you know, in the circle, like, what do you do? I don't want to have a conversation.
Leave me alone.
When you've got a group like that, it's like don't take this wrong, but it's like like a pack of wolves. It is impossible. It is impossible to try to cut one of that group because the rest of them will circle her.
Oh, yeah.
We're going together.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a pack.
It is a pack.
Oh, no.
You cannot
You have entered
separate.
Dangerous territory.
That's right.
Yes.
You can say you have a good time, but you are not going to separate them from the
rest
of this
No, you'll be lucky if you get a phone number. Yeah.
And they'll give you a phone number, but it'll be
fake.
It'll be fake, and nobody's using the right names anyway.
Correct.
It's Alicia at 942 area code.
Exactly.
555-1212.
Exactly.
Oh, she gave me her phone number. Oh, yeah. Well, she did too. Oh, it's the same phone number. Me, they live together. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. We're here with Jennifer Cramp.
I told you. See, we go down that hole.
Absolutely.
Okay.
People can relate, though. Absolutely.
Employment services. We talked about, some new laws. the one you just told me is you can't ask somebody if they have a car or a driver's license.
Correct.
Unless they're applying for a driving job.
Correct. Correct.
Can you ask them about their driving history?
Well, if they're driving for the company, so it has to be a bona fide job, essential function of their job.
Okay.
So basically the law is saying, hey, they might be able to drive for the company or have, as long as they have reliable means of transportation. Well, does that mean they hire Uber to take them to and from the post office to pick up your mail? They actually are fit for the job. They can do it. They just have to hire Uber to do so. And so they, it's really a fair opportunity in making sure that some people aren't able to afford a vehicle, or they, you know, if they don't have a driver's license, maybe it's a short-term suspension for heaven knows what.
Yeah.
But, you know, they might be able and have the ability to do the job. You just can't preclude them. So you have to be very careful with that.
But you can ask them, do you have a reliable way of getting
to and
from
work? Absolutely.
Can you ask them what that reliable way is?
I wouldn't.
You can't even ask them that.
I wouldn't. I would just say, here is the expectation. I need you at work. I need you to start at 8 a.m. Do you have reliable means of transportation to and from work? And that could be their mom, their sister, their scooter,
whatever,
as long as they're getting to and from work.
Yeah.
You know, but if they're driving for the job, it's one of those things, then you can kind of go down, like, you're a vehicle, you're a delivery service, right? And that's the primary function of their job, is being able to drive. Then you have a bona fide job, essential function that the employee would have to be able to drive, or they're driving your company vehicle because you have to put them on your insurance. So you want to see their driving record. You want to know that they're safe out on the roadways and they don't have 1,400 speeding tickets and 3 points. And, you know, DOT drivers, there's certain professions that you still can, you know, ask about their driving history. DOT drivers especially, and things like that.
Yeah. And a lot of the DOT drivers get on call drug test.
Oh, absolutely. They're random.
Especially
if they're
driving hazardous material.
Oh, absolutely. And there are still some professions that absolutely have random drug screens in that sense. However, there are situations, you know, you might have an employee that shows up to work under the influence that you might have to do a reasonable suspicion type situation.
Yeah.
And that happens from time to time. And we help navigate employers often about that.
Okay.
Or it's back to that attendance issue, right? Maybe the employee all of a sudden has been with you for 3 or 4 years, all of a sudden starts coming in late, smelling of alcohol, stale alcohol, having something might be going on.
Yeah. On a more
upbeat.
That's the word I'm looking for. For employers this year, you said there weren't a lot of, well, that one about the driver's license, that's new.
It is new.
Because I've asked that in the past.
Correct.
We haven't hired anybody in a long time.
Right.
But, you know, hey, do you have a car? Can you get here? So, but I've just got to change that. Do you have reliable
transportation? Yep.
On weekends and in the evenings?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the job. Yeah.
And a bus is not, you know, I mean, a bus.
Well,
it's a reliable means of transportation.
Yes, it is. And especially now, the new bus routes that you can call.
Right.
Rava.
They will pick you up. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you can have reliable. Well,
Christina has a question.
Christina.
Yes, hello. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I'm just curious. Since I changed some works in America, and I know a lot of people lose their jobs because of DUI. As I understand, it's like having a fee with alcohol driving. But why is it impacting on your work and employment in the future?
Okay. So if somebody gets a DUI why does it have an impact on your job situation? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. I can just listen to you all day long, by the way.
Yeah.
I love your accent for sure. So DUI does come up in on a background screening if the client does a pre-employment thing. Oftentimes employers don't use that. It doesn't, because it's not a bona fide job duty for you to drive on the job. It's only in positions maybe that they have to put you on their insurance that would preclude you from that position per se with the company. And it might be just a temporary thing, right? So maybe after your probationary period is ended with your DUI and you're able to drive again, maybe with a device or something like that in your car, then employers will usually look at that. I don't have very many employers that have said that is an adverse action that I'm not going to be able, because there's a bona fide job duty that you have to have in order to be employed with our company that turned down a DUI situation. It's very, very rare.
Okay,
and most jobs don't, you know, look at that. Now, there are sometimes if it's a felony conviction and there's a manslaughter charge or something like that, sometimes those will be taken into consideration.
Media jobs, like yeah. radio stations, TV, and yeah. other, they require this stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, gosh, we have flown through this.
Happy
talking
we,
about parties and bars.
Parties
and,
I don't know.
And bars. And
hey, it's gone from 39 to 43. Just
all
to
right.
let you know that it's warming up today. And of course, if you're going to out with this beautiful weekend, look about 63 today and overnight lows of 41. And as we progress through the weekend and we have all these wonderful events going on, tomorrow will be 54 and Sunday 57. I think we're going to go to the Bull and Gelding sale tomorrow out in Red Bluff.
Oh, good.
There you go.
And then
good.
Monday 62 and Tuesday 59. We got beautiful, a beautiful weather and a weekend ahead of us. And of course, we wish you, shop local.
Yes.
Stay local.
How do people get a hold of you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, gotcha. So our website, o2es.com. Go on, fill out a resume, see us, find us. Or you can call us at 530-223-4674 or email me, jcram, K-R-A-M-M, at o2es.com.
There you go. And they're good people.
And we're going to be using your company to help us with our handbook.
We love it.
Our new 2025 resolution.
Let's do it.
Wait, you see our handbook, and I don't want any laughter. I do not want your people calling me up and laughing.
Nobody is going to laugh
about our stick figures.
We are not going to laugh at you. We are going to help you. We got you.
Yep, hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and God bless America.
Amen.
Hey.